The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours on this Monday, 19 September 2016. Hello, Ron McDonald.
Hey, how you doing today, John? You sound pretty spiffy.
Well, actually, before I got on the air with you today, I'm checking my emails, and I was in a fairly good mood. As a matter of fact, after a couple of years, I actually found myself driving down the road singing to a song on the radio. And that was then, this is now. It looks like we got another hands-up deal going on here. And by the way, these terrorist attacks that are happening in America, does anybody find this convenient since the heat is on Hillary? Let me see. In Minnesota, we got a guy that just, well, he's a young man, and he puts on a security uniform, and I don't know if he brought the meat cleaver on. The news kept reporting it as a knife. I know what a knife is. I know what switchblades are. I know what pocket knives are, folding knives. I know what a knife is. And they're showing this meat cleaver that this guy hacked and whacked, what was it, 18 people? And then the hero of the day that was in this mall was an off-duty cop, and he killed him. Do you remember hearing the joke about bringing a knife to a gunfight? Ron?
Yes, I do. I remember hearing that many times in my life.
Well, if somebody is wielding a knife and I have a gun, what I'm going to do is instruct him. If it looks like he's threatening me or anybody else, I'm going to instruct him to drop the knife. If he does not, I'm going to kneecap his ass. I'm going to shoot his legs out from under him, and hopefully I can put a tourniquet before he bleeds out when the EMS shows up. Now, the reason why you're having people killed, let's go back to St. Louis, where this whole hands-up deal started, where you got the 275-pound, however he weighed, 6 foot something or other, kid that was roughing up the cop in the car, tried to grab his gun, on video in a store, just casually taking whatever the hell he wanted because I guess he felt he was entitled. That would have been my store. I would have shot his hand off to grab the stuff. But that's another story. But what did that cop do as that kid was approaching him in St. Louis? He killed him. Are you that piss poor of a marksman with a gun that you can't incapacitate the individual without? And here's the deal, Ron. What are cops told to do? Shoot center mass. Drop the perp. Shoot center mass. You got all that flesh there to hit. Go ahead. Shoot him. Well, I'll tell you what. If things aren't bad enough in this country as it is, evidently in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I've seen the video. Are you posting that? Mike is, you may want to go to the website, folks, and look at this. republicbroadcasting.org. And where does it end up? Well, in the Daily Mail. I don't find it anywhere on the internet in this country. So I got to go to Jolly Old to get a story about cop shooting Friday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I've seen the video, and this is screwed up. Tulsa police have released devastating dashboard camera footage of the fatal shooting of a local pastor Friday night, showing he was unarmed and had his hands in the air at the time of his death. Terrence Crutcher, or Crutcher, was first tasered by Tulsa officer Tyler Turnbow and then shot once by officer Betty Shelby before he died in the hospital on Friday. Police said that Crutcher approached the officers after his SUV broke down on the road but refused commands to raise his hands and reached inside his vehicle. Now, I've seen the... You have a couple of cops blocking the view. This is shot from behind at approximately, I would say, no more than 90 feet. And you're looking directly at the back of the car, and two officers were blocking the driver's side of the car. But you could see if a door is opening or not. The door didn't open. Next thing you see is this guy hitting the ground in a white T-shirt. The footage that was released Monday, and that's today, shows Crutcher did have his hands up as police approached. It shows four officers surrounding Crutcher by the car, and one of them, identified as Shelby, is the one that shot him. Now, she evidently was a Johnny-come-lately on the scene here. You know, they love to do this stuff. Oh, response time. Hit the lights. Hit the visibar. Hit the siren. You know, let's drive 100 miles an hour through residential streets and across highways. And yes, we're on the march. We're here to help. Well, this Shelby, and I am no fan of women cops any more than I am fans of a woman soldier or a firefighter or anything else. You know, you're this crap that has been sold, Ron, about, well, equal pay for the job, if you can do the job. I'm going to tell you something. Any woman that I would recognize as being a woman can't carry a 300-pound man. You can tell I'm excited here. Can't carry a 300-pound man down a ladder. I'm sorry, you can't do it. You want to get it up there? You want to get it out on the streets and mix it up with the big boys? Well, you got your guns and you got your tasers and you got your baton, you got your radio, you might have backup, but that's all you got. If you find yourself alone, guess what? You just brought a knife to a gunfight. And the women that I've seen in uniform, I don't even classify them as women. I look into the eyes, which is supposed to be the mirrors of the souls. They ain't got no souls. They don't. Ron, there was one woman on Round Rock Police Department. Remember, Mike, several years ago, I got pulled over. I was sitting there watching the Round Rock PD busting somebody. Well, and lo and behold, I looked in my rearview mirror. There's cops behind me asking me what I'm doing. I said, what are you doing? Well, this is a place of business, and you're illegally parked. It was a strip mall that wasn't even opened. How the hell could I be illegally parked on private property? But they just had to nose around to see what I was interested in. Well, I got arrested for not having a proper driver's license and thrown in jail. And this woman that was there, she wanted to put her hands on me. I looked at the other male cop that was standing there, and I looked at him, and I said, tell this woman not to touch me. I said, of anybody I've ever met, and I've met some pretty big cops with some brusque attitudes, I said, but nothing matches what I see in this woman's eyes. Nothing. She scares me. And she was maybe around all of maybe 5 foot four, maybe 130 pounds soaking wet. But the look in her eyes was something that was straight out of hell. Now, let me calm down here a second. This is getting insane.
Well, you hit it on the head. Equal pay for equal work. There is no equality when it comes to if my house is on fire and my wife and I are stuck up in the bedroom, I don't want some woman climbing up a ladder trying to save us. It just doesn't fly. It doesn't fly. I'd take my chances jumping out the window.
Jordan also said that Monday that officers found no weapon on Crutcher or inside his vehicle. Meanwhile, family members, you know, this is the people that are they call them the survivors. You ever read the death notices? They call them survivors. Meanwhile, members and community leaders, family members who have viewed the footage said it clearly shows that Crutcher's hands were in the air when he was shot. We saw that Terrence did not have any weapon. Terrence did not make any sudden movements. We saw that Terrence was not being belligerent. One of the attorneys for the family, Demario Solomon Simmons, said that the news conference, separate from the one the police held, U.S. Attorney Danny C. Williams said the Department of Justice will conduct a separate civil rights investigation into the shooting. The Justice Department is committed to investigating allegations. I'm not going to read the crap. Tulsa Police Sergeant Shane Toole confirmed that relatives were shown the recording Sunday ahead of the planned public release. We wanted them to see it before it was released so they wouldn't be blindsided by it. We wanted to be able to have the intimate time with them, with their attorney, to see if they had any questions or concerns. Yeah, I got a dead man. That's my concern. Now, Crutcher's twin sister, Tiffany Crutcher, told reporters Saturday that the family's heartbroken. We just want answers. She said her and her brother had left a class at Tulsa Community College when his SUV stalled on East 36th Street North at around 8 p.m. An attorney for the Crutcher family, Demario Solomon Simmons, as I said before, told reporters Saturday that Crutcher was in the area because his car stalled and officers saw him while on an unrelated call and approached. From that point, I don't know what occurred. We have no idea. And that's what is so difficult for us in the family. So evidently, this preacher is at community college taking classes, drives down the road, has car problems, the next thing, he's toe-tagged in the county morgue because these asshats don't know how to stop somebody without killing them. And that's assuming that somewhere this guy did something wrong. You know, it's getting to the point, Ron. I'm serious about this. If the red and blue light boys pull behind me and turn their lights on, I'm going to freaking ignore them. And then I'm going to drive to my house. And then I'm going to walk into my house and lock my freaking door.
Well, let me ask you a question. How often, in your opinion, is a police officer convicted of murder in one of these shootings?
Not very. Now, here's the thing when you have the total kill option. Oh, I'm sorry. It's called force continuum. One being that you talk to people and you interview them or you interact with them. I'm sure that's what the manual says. Up until force five. Force five, pull out the weapon, turn them into human confetti. All right? If you're going to have the ability or the authority, your license to kill from the state, you'd better have a good frickin' reason for doing it. And I'm angry. I'm sorry, folks. I am angry as hell, aside from all the other crap that's going on. When I see stuff like this, you know, Ron, I'm at the bank today. I'm standing there in line. I walk up to a teller, and it's the manager that I've known for a while. And here comes a guy, and he walks in the queue, walks in the line. I didn't see him behind me, and everybody looked and smiled and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And I turned around and looked, and here's this black guy with a cowboy hat on, smile. He comes up to the window next to me, and he made a comment to one of the tellers. He said something that his daddy used to tell him. And I looked over at him, and I thought, Now, when I'm out in public, I wish they would, you know these little test strips you can test your pH with or whatever, a little pregnancy test, you know, you kind of pee on something. Well, I'd like a little strip that I could just go over and apply it to somebody's skin and find out who they are. Okay? I don't care about the color of their skin. You know, some kind of indicator that tells... I got to talking to this guy. And I looked at him, and I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from West Texas." And I said, "You know, we struck up this conversation." He looked at me, and he says, "I don't want to be known as no black man. I don't want to be known as a Negro or a nigger or an African-American or nothing." He looked at me, and he said, "You know what I am? I was born here in Texas." He said, "I'm an American." I stood there and talked with that man. And I'll tell you what, just from the sense that I got from him, his spirit, I would never have a problem turning my back on that man in any situation. So here I come into work. Somebody sends me an email. Here's a black preacher shot down, apparently for no damned reason at all. Now, these cops... they do not understand what's going on here. They're the administrative state Keystone corporate coffer cops. They don't even know that. They don't even know what their role is. Ron, what did the Supreme Court say about police officers?
Well, basically, they're there to benefit and protect the rights of the citizens.
No. First and foremost, they're there to protect property.
Oh, property. Property. That's correct.
And somewhere along the line, and if you think about this, folks, if you think about this very carefully, you extrapolate and you think it through, who thinks that they own you right now? The state. Who owns your car? Who owns your property? Try not paying your tribute to Caesar and see how fast they'll take your house and the land that it sits on, even though it was paid for, might have been mortgaged up to the eyeballs. You might have paid five times the amount of what that was actually worth. But you dare not pay your property tax, and they're going to show you who's the boss and who you serve. And it ain't them serving you, it's you serving them. So where does this attitude come from? That you can be judge, jury, and executioner out on the streets and the roads of America. This scares the living crap out of me. Because it scares me because I might have to kill a cop one day because he's being such an asshole. Excuse my French. But I'm not going to bet my life that that man is going to keep his gun holstered and he's not going to put one right through my skull.
Well, definitely, it is a crapshoot. I always talked my way out of any tickets, but one has to size up the officer you're dealing with because some of them would rather shoot you than even to have a conversation with you.
I'm so upset right now. Again, folks, I apologize. I use the substitute word asshat. My sincere apologies. But this has got to stop. Has anybody ever wondered why? Why we keep taking veterans and putting them in police uniforms? People that were in situations and they were taught to do one thing and do it most efficiently and protect your brothers in uniform here. They were trained to kill. So they keep them amped up and keep them scared. Put them in uniform in the streets of America, and what do you think the reaction is when that adrenaline starts to shoot up? Feeling threatened? And they tell you, your primary job is to get home at night. If you feel threatened, take the corrective action. In other words, kill and walk.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I had no intention of starting this show out like this today, but Ron.
Yes.
This is not going to stop. This is only going to get worse. These supposed terrorist attacks, let's just take it at face value. Let's say that every word that the mainstream media is telling you is the absolute God-honest truth. Yeah, well, so who is going to take the responsibility for angering Muslims to the point where they all just go, what did the news say today, lone wolf? Or organized small terror cells? I heard on the news today, and I chased the story down. Mike, would you do me a favor, chase the story down about 895 illegals that were granted citizenship? And they use false names, false identification, and they've got a sneaking suspicion that some of these guys might actually be terrorists. Now, we've got Obango up there letting people in right and left in this country. Somalia. Have you seen Somalia lately, folks? It is Earth's hellhole. one Gunga Ding guy after another, whoever's got the better armaments and the more guts, the more guns, gets to be the leader. I've seen Somalis 15 years ago driving around in Minnesota. They drive cabs like you would play a video game with no regard. Oh, you failed. Game over. Reset. Play again. Had to tell a little pinhead, look, slow down. He ignored me. I said, and we're right on a highway. I said, pull over. He said, I can't pull over. I said, you either pull over or I'm going to make you pull over. And he said, what's wrong? I said, you're doing 30 miles over the speed limit and you're driving like a drunk 16-year-old kid. And I don't get scared in cars. I don't get scared on motorcycles. I don't get scared in airplanes. But this little Somali pinhead was driving, and I told him, I said, look, do you know where you're at? This is not Somalia. This is the United States. And he looked at me like he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I'm going to open up the phone lines, folks. I don't like the direction this show is going. I don't like how angry I am right now. 800, by the way, the cell phone. God. I'm trying, Mike. I am really trying to calm down. And most people don't realize the worse this gets. Oh, it's just some black dude on a Tulsa highway. So what? There is going to be scenarios in this country that the next target may be you. Ah, that'll never happen. Really? Yeah, like this country could not be overthrown by a bunch of communists, which it has been. The global elite, the George Soros of the world, that has publicly stated that, well, we're the center of the New World Order here, and after we're done with it, we're going to collapse it.
Do you know, one of the major problems, John, is that we receive so much data on a daily basis of things happening to citizens around the country that it's hard to maintain focus. And as you've done, you focused on this one issue, which was an innocent guy, vehicle breaking down, didn't matter what color he was. He was basically wanting help, and
we're from the government, and we're here to help. Unless you look funny or you say something I may not like. People are not aware of the encounters by police in this country on a daily basis, on the back roads of America, you know, in our cities, out on the highways. And they wonder why the public is getting an attitude. And we're told, oh, pay attention to the black, oh, you're a racist, and no. They've shot more white people than they have black people, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, they call it Storm of Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
800-313-9443. Help me out, folks, today. Help me out. I'm almost tempted to shut this thing down and do a replay for the rest of the show. I have never, ever been in a state of mind like I am today, where I can just feel this, and I can feel this coming. By the way, Ron, you'll find this interesting. The Daily Mail that had that video up.
Yeah.
And these players, there's all kinds of videos. It won't loop the same one. It'll play the next video. And you got to hit the little button that says cancel. Well, I didn't hit cancel fast enough. And the next video pops up, there's a blank screen. It says, this footage contains images some viewers may find upsetting. There was no warning about the cop video, about the guy being shot and killed on a Tulsa highway. But two bulls in a ring, in an arena, running full bore at each other, they smash into each other and they kill each other. But no such warning there.
You know, I think probably the worst thing that we face as just onlookers is we have absolutely no control over these incidents. You know, we sit here stunned by what should be a civilized police force, and we see uncivilized people actually showing their might and thrusting their power upon another citizen who's innocent. I mean, everything that we've learned about innocent until proven guilty is out the door in a simple little example as this. Not well, simple, but...
Okay, but Ron, you've been following this. You've been doing this show with me for a long time. They now have classifications for people like myself that I am a terrorist. I am in a category of maybe being a lone wolf, or maybe I belong to a militia, or maybe I belong to a constitutional group, and God help me, if I belong to a constitutional group, and we talk about the Constitution, and somebody opens up the Bible and says prayer, that you might be some kind of brainwashed cultist.
Yeah.
They have the Patriot Act now. Ron, did you read the Patriot Act?
No, I couldn't read that many pages.
Okay, here's the essence. If you're deemed a terrorist, you don't get any lawyers. You don't get any phone calls. You don't have, there is no due process for you. They abscond with your body, never to be seen or heard from again. And you might find yourself in some prison camp or some prison, not even in the United States, if you are declared to be a terrorist. And that is no stretch of the imagination. This is getting serious, folks. Everybody walks around with their view of themselves and the view of the rest of the world. Well, they'll never do that. Your country's been overthrown. What are you going to wait till the bodies start falling in the streets? Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
Hey, buddy. I hate to hear you like this.
I hate to be like this.
I know. Well, look at it this way. To be worse, Hillary could already be president.
Oh, God.
Right? Hey, we got the phone number. We got the phone lines working, and everything's humming along. Got good audio. We're working on internet and all the other stuff. Things are looking up, buddy. And don't worry about ever being a lone wolf, because I'll be right there with you to howl at the moon together.
Yeah, well, you're in Pennsylvania. I'm in Texas.
Well,
unless you have a transporter on the USS Enterprise, you ain't going to get down here fast enough.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, but I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, look, when I'm talking to politicos, and that's all that they are, and they've told me that it's pretty much the consensus of everybody they've been talking to. If this piano-legged lesbian gets in the White House in January, that they believe there will be a civil war. I'm not talking from a militia standpoint or any other standpoint. I am talking to other people, Tom, and they're telling me that this is how far America's gone down the tubes, and they look at Hillary Clinton as being the coup d'etat, the Mac Daddy of the solutions to the problems that the globalists and the affiliation with what I used to consider to be my government. I have looked at the legislation. I have looked at everything that they have done. And all they have to do is to classify you, and you're a walking dead man. And Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, how long have you been listening to this show?
I guess 5 years then.
Okay. And what have we talked about? We've talked about the Constitution. We've tracked and traced every which way that they have flipped this republic into their legislative democracy. They have passed legislation that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever unless there is a perceived threat that they say that is real. You've heard me long enough to know that I the only thing that I want here is to A, be left alone, and B, to have the documents to back that up to saying, get your hands off my itty-bitty. There are rights. There are God-given rights, but they saw fit to take God out of the equation, because who could argue with God, right? Creator of the universe. What are you going to do? Make a legal argument against God? We have rights that are unalienable or unalienable rights. We don't even have civil rights in this country anymore. But they use that to flip things around as well. And I'm telling you, I can see this stuff coming. I can see it coming. And these people that wear badges, that claim they're in the service of their communities, you'd better check your stuff again. Because you guys out there in uniform, walking and talking and moving around right now, you've seen and heard enough. I'll tell you what, Tom, when they passed that Patriot Act, there was a lot of vinyl that got sucked up off the chairs in this country by way of the cops. Because they went, uh-oh, whoa. They saw it for what it was, and they didn't like it. But a lot of them are too chicken to either band together and do something about it. They'll lay back quietly, take their paycheck, and tell themselves, well, I'm not going to get involved, or I'm not going to do any snaky stuff, or if things get too bad, I'll just quit. No, you're part of the problem right now. The entire scenario has been set up. The entire scenario has been set.
Well, none of them want to be the first one to stick their head out the porthole to see what's going on the other side and possibly get their head lopped off. But you know what? It's got to start somewhere. And I really think that it's not going to happen until there's blood in the streets from them, not us, obviously. And even then, I just wonder, you know, these people are just going to cower and say, well, maybe if I stay inside, I keep my mouth shut, I keep my head down, you know, it won't be me that gets it. Now, you know, until they run out of people to lop off heads, then they're going to come looking for the silent ones. And by that time, it's too late and you got nobody to help you.
Well, I have never shied away from talking to a cop. Because I don't see the badge and I don't see the uniform. I see a man that is married, has children. Maybe he's not married. Maybe he just has a girlfriend, but he's got a mommy and a daddy. He was not born into this world by his mother, and there wasn't no badge pinned to his chest.
Well, I had an experience the other night when I had to run into Walmart to get some stuff. I got in a long line, and there was this tall black guy in front of me, and we were talking about the long lines and that stuff, and he was saying something about people using credit. I said, well, I said, that's not any better than this fake paper money we got to go around. And he goes, yeah, that Federal Reserve is really messing with us all. And I almost fell down. We had a long conversation.
Tom, the information is getting out there. That's why that they want to take over the internet. If you've been listening closely here, that they want to shut down websites that, they don't want these radicals, these jihadists. But if you listen closely, Obama said it, I think, either today or yesterday. He said, and other extremists. Well, who the hell do you think those other extremists are going to be? To a communist, I'm extreme because we have a constitution. We don't have the socialized states of America. That's their view, and that's their opinion. That's what they're working toward. So what did you expect them to call us? When you have the FBI going around instructing not only sheriffs, which these guys should know the difference, but evidently they don't, but going around to police the rank and file, and telling them, warning them that, you know what, things are getting dicey. You're probably going to encounter one of these sovereign citizens along the roadside. And the FBI actually told them they would much rather shoot you down, kill you right on the spot, than even talk to you. Let me tell you something, folks. Back in the 90s, I was part and parcel of forming the militias in this country. What I started to see every now and again is some asshat starting to espouse, well, we should just start killing cops. I would quietly make inquiries, and then I'd make the phone call directly. And I would tell them, stop it. This is not an offensive operation. We are in defense of our own property and our own lives in our own sovereign states, and they have got to bring the fight to us. This cannot be offensive, because you guys will remember for a stretch, they're blowing up federal buildings and they're building pipe bombs. I actually caught the BATF down here in Texas when I was up in Michigan. Do you remember the pipe bombs were being placed in mailboxes and coin-operated soda machines? All of a sudden, pipe bombs started to show up everywhere. We tracked and traced it down. It was the BATF buying the materials from California. When we put that story out, the operation stopped, dead in its tracks.
Yeah, well, Obama's ghostwriter wrote his book, can't think of his name, but I can think of Bernadine Dorn, and who's the guy, one of the Weather Underground. You know, they were all...
Roger Ailes?
Police department. not him. I can't think of his name. The guy that supposedly wrote Obama's book... Nightmares of my real father.
If you don't have the answer, don't lean on my brain. It's squeezed hard enough.
Yeah. Well, those two were part of the Weather Underground, and they're putting bombs in the police departments in Chicago and all that. So, and yet he's part of part and parcel into the federal government's machinery there with Obama.
I told the rank and file
at the White House.
Tom, I told the rank and file in the militias. I said, you are not offensive operating groups. And if needed, we will come to the defense of ourselves and our family and our property. Whether we have to do it banded together or separately, it doesn't matter. Now, I don't want to talk about the militias today, but
yeah. This
was back in the 90s, and we saw what they were doing back in the 90s pales by comparison with what they have codified and what they've put into public law. What they have done administratively without even a vote or legislation in Congress.
Well, the reason they're doing that is because, if you were involved back in the 90s, so was I, and you remember Senator Goldsboro, who wrote the book, the tax book, we had him on the show one night, and you probably know the name Howard Griswold and all that, John Kottmeyer down in Maryland. We started that group that was support your local police or support your local sheriff. And that was to give it a nice, warm feeling so that the police, felt that, we weren't the militia. We were there to help and back them up and support them. And that went over really well. And I think that because of things that were going on like that, they had to turn that around and make us look like criminals and, terrorists and that we were against the police.
Yeah, the only thing I've ever espoused is I want the Republic back. I want these unconstitutional laws off the books. And by God, we're either going to live life that God gave us, because I'm not interested in surviving, as many people are trying to do today. And I'm not talking about bullets flying around either. People in this country have no freaking idea, unless you're old enough, that you were out on the battlefield with the war between the states. You don't know what it's like to see dead bodies laying around, stinking, maggot-filled, that you got to build literally funeral pyres. You got to burn the bodies because of the disease. You've not seen that in this country. They won't show you that on the evening news. what we have done to people around this globe for no damned reason except we could.
Yep. Yeah, empire building. And most of these, you know, anybody 30 years or under, they didn't have any idea the freedom we had, even, you know, you and I as children, you know, as kids, you know, or even young adults. We had a lot more freedom than they have now, and they just slowly, like the frog in the water, boiling water, they're slowly taking away a little bit at a time, and it only take a generation or two to completely wipe out the thoughts of what freedom really is. So, I was going to tell you, too, that I don't know if you read or not, but there was some 23-year-old black guy in Philly this weekend that shot five people, including two cops, just on a rampage. He left a note saying that he hated police, and all the people he shot were black. So, you know, these people, they're killing their own race, and they're, you know, who's the racist there?
Yeah.
Are you a racist when you kill your own race?
All right, we got to go to break. Thank you, Tom.
Cheer up, buddy. Cheer up, yeah. I mean, you know, don't let it get you down. We'll get over it.
There's no getting over it. We're just now getting into it.
Yeah,
there's no bypassing this, Tom. It's coming at you like a freight train.
They came and took it all away.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
That was in cue. I thanked Mike for playing that. I said, you shouldn't have done that. He said, that's just in the rotation.
Big John.
You know what the most dangerous man in the world is, Ron? A man that realizes he has nothing left to lose.
Oh, yeah.
Bernard in Vancouver. Thanks for holding, Bernard.
Oh, you're very welcome. And somebody said one time that the one sign that you haven't been totally brainwashed is if you can have it.
Whoa!
Sorry about that.
My mic off. It's his phone? Bernard? Bernard?
Yeah, help.
Okay. Mike in Colorado. He's still there? Yeah, I heard the click. Don't you have your monitor up? Mike in Colorado, go ahead.
Hey, John, I'll be real quick. I felt kind of similar. I don't know exactly how you're feeling now, but from what you were expressing...
Well, I know how it affects people. They don't like to call in when I'm in this frame of mind. They're afraid to.
Well, and understandably, when they shot that homeless guy in New Mexico out of the tree, I think it was last year, but it may have been 2 years ago.
It was
kind of had a same visceral reaction.
Are you talking about the homeless guy that was on some rocky little knoll and they just pulled out the weapons
in the mountains? Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get out of the tree, so they shot him out and killed him.
Yep.
I kind of felt that kind of similar reaction, and so I sat down and I just had to take a personal stock of what I was going to do, how I was going to do it, what was going to happen. And I think it's fairly depressing, but you're right. We're still headed down the same damn trajectory.
Well, but the whole scenario has been set up. It is under the guise of the war on terrorism that they have circumvented the entire Constitution and Bill of Rights in this country, without exception. And the only designation that already, and they've already, the damn fools have already tipped their hat. We caught the FBI doing this in Maricopa County, out in, New Mexico? Arizona. We've already caught them when they put a trifold circular, and this was 20 years ago, out to the local PD out there describing how do you identify a terrorist? This has been their mindset, Mike, for a lot of years, and it's not going to take very much imagination to flip on the telly one day and say, well, we've got domestic terrorists in this country. We have been warning law enforcement. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. And it's horrible. And it's growing up, I never, ever in a million years could have dreamt a scenario like this. And most days I don't know what to do about it, honestly.
Well,
I save my gold coins. I find some brass. I do the best I can. But, I mean, it's so big compared to me personally is how I feel. I don't know what to do, so I'm just in a reactive mode all the time. And that's horrible, too, because then I don't sleep.
We have encouraged people to make sure that you got your bullets, your beans, your Bible. You be prepared, but you be an ambassador for the truth and try to wake up your fellow American, because we can always grab the backpacks and the rifles as a last resort.
All right, brother. I'll keep trying. You too, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
All right. We got to take top of the hour break here. 800-313-9443. Do we have Bernard in Vancouver back? Did we determine what is... Okay. 800-313-9443. I might be a little bit too cranked up for you today, Mr. McDonald.
No, I think you're kind of a barometer of how the American people feel right now.
I guess. We'll break. We'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.